Illegal alien charged with raping disabled person was freed into U.S. by Biden's DHS. By John Binder on June 6, 2024. An illegal alien accused of raping a Rhode Island resident with a severe mental handicap was released into the United States by President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Raperto Hoyos Albin, a 33-year-old illegal alien from Colombia, first crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near Rio Grande Valley, Texas, in November 2023. He was given a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge and released into the U.S. interior. In March, Hoyos Albin was arrested by the Central Falls Police Department in Rhode Island and charged with two counts of first-degree sexual assault, two counts of second-degree sexual assault, and one count of felony assault on a person mentally impaired. Following his arrest, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents lodged a detainer against Hoyos Albin, requesting custody of him if he was released at any time by the Rhode Island Adult Correctional Institute. Jail officials did not honor the ICE detainer and released Hoyos Albin instead. Subsequently, ICE agents arrested Hoyos Albin in Cranston, Rhode Island, on May 22. Raperto Hoyos Albin has been charged with four counts of sexual assault and one count of assault against a person with a severe mental handicap, ICE official Todd Lyons said. This is not the type of individual we want walking the streets of our New England neighborhoods. Hoyos Albin remains in ICE custody while awaiting deportation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.